Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, I'll bring you a new episode to help you become a Manifest Master. Today I'm here with Reverend Jillian Harris. She joins me on the second Monday of every month to talk about the power of manifesting. Before we get into today's show, I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. Jillian teaches how to use colors, aroma, stones, crystals, as well as strategic thought and authentic emotion to work as tools toward manifestation of goals. She is an author, intention coach, metaphysical consultant, and a conscious creation specialist. We have so much to talk about in a short time, so without delay, let me welcome today's co-host, my friend and spiritual sister, Reverend Jillian Harris. Jillian, what shall we talk about today?
All kinds of stuff. Let's not forget beige, okay?
Beige. We want to start with beige?
Interesting, we could.
Why not? Let's start with what appears to be, it's a color a lot of people overlook.
Right, it is. And it's also, you know, one of those colors that seems like people like go to like, almost like a cop out. It's like, oh, I can't think of anything to go with this, I'll put beige.
Yes.
But that's part of the beautiful part of beige. I mean, it really, it's like, to me, it's the, it is the unity color.
Oh, and I like the way you said that.
Mm-hmm. It brings together, it goes with, it's like the melting pot color. So, beige is the color that I picked that color just because, you know, there's a stone that I wanted to work on. But it's a combo of those colors. But beige is, it's a healthiness, it's a wholeness, it's a wholesomeness, just like the stone that I was thinking about. But to work with beige as a calming.
Exactly. I was going to say, I think when I think of the word beige and the color comes to mind, it's a very comforting color to me.
Yeah, and that it does that work. That's its work, to be calm and to comfort. So.
And I think if you look at some of the stones that are available for general consumption, a lot of them have the color beige in them.
Yeah,
a lot of these. What is the word I'm thinking of? Where they've got the colors that blend. You know, they have more than one color. A lot of our stones do, because to get a pure one color stone would be a little difficult in the market, and not to mention costly. But most of the stones are. I can only think of a dog, brindled. You know, the colors are a combination. And beige is a predominant color in most of these stones that we buy. One of my personal favorites at my house is a brown and beige jasper. I saw it at an event, and it's the perfect palm size, and it's been sculpted, I guess is the word. It's got indentations. It fits my fingers. It's perfect for manifesting and meditating.
Right. Isn't that interesting for meditating? And so seeing there, there's that comfort thing again and that neutrality. It's a neutral place. It's like, what kind of judgment can you have when you're immersed in beige?
Right.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have any judgment, period, but especially...
But sometimes we need help to get out of that.
I know. It reminds you to chill out.
Exactly. I was going to say it's a great color therapeutically for that. I mean, it comes from, it's a French word, and I think it was like the first, it's the color that it was designated to the color of, or it's the name, it's the word that was designated as the color for wool.
Oh, because most wool is not perfectly white. It's going to be that off-white.
And so they're calling that beige. And so then when you think about wool and you think about I mean, okay. I'm a little allergic, you know, but at the same time, when you think of sheep fur, it's soft and, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, and there's something comforting about that. If I get over my allergy part, there's something super comforting about that.
Well, you may have to move to cashmere. That comes from goats.
There you go. I didn't know that. That's amazing. Because cashmere is amazing. And it comes from goats. How about that? But so,
yeah.
I threw beige out because we were talking mukite. I was saying, let's have some fun on Monday and say mukite.
The name of the stone is a fun name. You know, the mukite. And you know, if you think about it, the way it sounds, it's like a cow flying a kite. Mukite.
Right. Exactly. Interesting. Very interesting. But like, so this is, you know, desperate times call for ancient stone.
Desperate times call for goofy people.
Then there's that. But mukite is one of those that it is a desperate times kind of energy. And the reason that I'm bringing that up right now is because the combination of the colors. Like when I see a piece of mukite, I'll see some yellow, I'll see some like a burgundy, I'll see some brown, I'll see some almost a purplish kind of color, and mm-hmm. then there's a white, and then there's a beige. I'm like, oh, and when you put it all together, it makes a beige.
Yes.
Yeah. In a combination, those colors do that. It's like, oh my gosh.
So I know that Jackie wanted to learn more about what mukite can do, what the properties are of this stone.
Did we introduce the world to Jackie?
Hi, Jackie.
Is she there?
Hello.
She's there. She's mostly listening in. I think she's working. But I'm glad. I'm delighted. And I want to say, if anybody else wants to call in, we have a 45-minute show, so we've got more than half an hour still.
Yeah.
Give us a call, and we can help you learn more about mukite and manifesting. The number is 516-418-5651. Jackie was actually here waiting before I logged in, so she was
That's
eager.
Awesome.
I'm delighted to know that.
Yes. I'm trying to find something.
How did you find the show, Jackie?
BTR.
Excellent. I love my Blog Talk Radio. So, Jillian, would you enlighten us all about what we can expect when we hold a piece of mukite?
Oh, absolutely. So mukite would be something that you would go to, at best, if you want to really consciously create something, if you want to use it for what it's really I feel designed by the creator to do, then you go to mukite when you feel that you need almost from that rise from the ashes kind of feeling. You know,
you see that information, right, Mr. Rosa? I'm not going to do 10 things at once. All right.
Yeah, I see it. They got to get into the
room. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back.
Quite all right.
I missed it. Yeah, I'm multitasking. And this is the problem. I multitask too much, and I'm trying to get grounded, not only for work, but also for my own personal businesses. Work has consumed my life.
You say you want to be more grounded?
The voice is cutting off.
I have things that I do want to do outside of work right now.
Outside of your work, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, so I want to make sure that I'm getting clarity on what it is that you're looking for.
I'm looking for something to clear the energy.
Okay,
and,
to clear the energy, yeah.
Less property.
Okay, so you want to clear energy in a space?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so mukite is awesome, you know, for you to have in your pocket, but really, for clearing that energy, I would guide you to something like selenite.
Like, Elenite?
Yeah. S as in Sam, E L E, N as in Nancy.
I do have a wand.
Okay. Awesome.
I love selenite, and I have actually two different sizes that are very smooth and round. I keep them in my pocket. Well, not I don't keep them in my pocket. I usually have pockets. But, you know, when I'm going somewhere that I feel like I need a little extra protection, I will carry my selenite touchstones.
Mm-hmm. And then, and tell me your name again. I'm so sorry.
Jackie.
And so if you're wanting to do that to a space, you want to clear a space, and I think I heard you say something about wanting to be grounded, but first you want to clear, then you want to get grounded.
Yes.
So in the clearing, you can actually use that wand of selenite that you have and use it just like, I mean, don't set it on fire, but just like a wand of sage. I mean, it is a clearing tool as well, and it's your intention, but you're going to, like, move it.
Okay.
Just like you're clearing the air. And for the clearing part, I would move in a counterclockwise motion. And I'd open the windows of the room or the container that you're clearing, if it's a house, office, or whatever it is, at least open one or two windows. And then I would just move in a counterclockwise motion, and I'd be, you know, aiming. You know that energy goes to the corners and in the ceilings and things like that. It goes in cozy places up out of the way. You want to get to those areas. And you're talking to, I don't know where you are spiritually, but it's super cool if you believe that, you know, there's some energy source that can assist you in helping to make this happen so you can communicate with it, with a mantra, with a prayer, or however it is, but to state what it is that you want to be happening. Like, you know, with gratitude, I'm clearing this room, you know, and thank you, Spirit, for assisting me with, like, clearing all of the energies that are no longer needed here. And, you know, thanks to the energies, I needed you for part of my growing curriculum. I no longer need you now. Thank you so much. And, you know, you're making your way out the window now. So you're going around the whole room. Don't miss anything. And people think that you can only do this with sage and different aromas and stuff, but that isn't true. Selenite is one of the strongest energies that you can use to clear something. So you use that. And is it just a room, or is it a house, or is it an apartment? What is it you're clearing?
It's a house. It's
okay.
A house.
Is it
it's
a big
a
house? How many bedrooms?
Yes, it is. It's
how
like
many bedrooms is that?
500.
Oh, that's
there's
big.
Four bedrooms on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
And there's a third floor that has a bedroom.
Okay.
And
so
my parents' home. But the property
right.
around it is it's about maybe 100 square foot. And I want to clean the property around it as well because there was recently a problem where a car ran up on the property and damaged the garage.
Oh.
And the person took off. It was like a hit and run. It gave me a lot of personal property damage, and I'm paying out of pocket.
Got it.
If I could interject.
I intend to move into the house and restore it.
Remember before the show we were talking about Himalayan sea salt chunks?
Mm-hmm.
What I did when I was recently clearing a house is I used the granulated sea salt, and I started right at the edge of the house, and I started walking around the property, and I'd go out 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, whatever, making and the whole time I was talking to the spirits and reminding them that they were free to leave and they were free to stay, but they had to behave themselves. And we talked as if I was talking with another person, just as if you and I were walking around planting seeds or whatever. But
right.
you just talk to them and explain what your needs are, and you sprinkle that salt, and it makes a nice perimeter to remind them, oh, yes, I need to come back when I'm feeling better, basically.
Right. Yeah, and then I want to ask you something, Jackie. Is part of the energy that you're working to clear, is it your parents?
No, I would love their energy to be there to guide me, because this is it would help me understand and deal with the family's strife.
Okay, so if I were you, before you even begin the process, like just to start, I would do a prayer or something, and I would state that. I would state what your intention is with the clearing, that, you know, you're looking to clear this particular energy, and you are grateful for your parents' energy being there, and ask for their assistance and, you know, whomever else you'd like to assist you. And that way, you know, it's clear with everybody. So then you do your thing. And then at the end of it, though, like, is there a particular room that is more energetically challenged than others?
Well, I mean, as I enter the kitchen, I just feel like the kitchen is the loneliest place, and that was my mom's favorite place.
The kitchen.
And, yes.
Yeah.
And after she passed, my brother and sister were staying there, and they were like two lions in a den. But they were two manipulators, and they created a problem. It took me like 6 years to get back in this house. And I've been taking care of it for like the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I feel that stuck energy that I wanted to get out and move forward, because it is what it is. I'm here to put things back in order and do what I know my parents want me to do.
Right.
And that's the reason why I'm working the way I am. But I worked myself up in a frenzy, and then I had to take a moment off. Now I got to start all over again, and the market is not the best market. I'm not selling my parents' home, not after this.
Right.
I intend to move in the home and do what I know my parents would want me to do, and forget about the injury, forget about the strike. Everybody move forward and pick up your pieces.
Yeah.
With
wow,
that negative energy, I don't need it around me.
Right. Got it. So you have a lot to clear. And, you know, the kitchen,
yeah.
Kitchen is, I mean, it does. A kitchen does have that opportunity. I mean, they're kind of like, kitchens are like kidneys in terms of the organ of the body.
And I feel, anytime
you know,
I get really worked up, I feel it in my kidneys as well. So I know what you're talking about. It becomes heavy and like adrenal fatigue.
Well, yeah, and then also because that's where the filtering happens. A lot of filtering happens in a kitchen, you know, with personalities. We meet in the kitchen. Everybody talks in the kitchen. It's like, you know, the kitchen, that's that common place, so stuff goes down there. So to clear that, and then to also, in doing the clearing there, you want to get clear on the energy that you actually want to have in the kitchen. Because kitchen can be a really healthy place where it's an awesome place. It's like an up vibration to go to the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Right.
Can
it should
be
a place of love and
yes.
coming together as well as,
yeah.
you know, the dining room and whatever. Kitchen should be more perfect.
Got any rose
the
quartz?
The family place.
Do you have any rose quartz?
Comfort place. Yes, I do.
Okay. Rose quartz would be great to live after you do the counterclockwise clearing, where you're going counterclockwise through all the rooms, and you're, with the purpose of removing anything negative and dark and uncomfortable, then you're going to go clockwise through every room and the same corners and everything. But now what you're doing is you're blessing. You're like, this is how you seal the work that was done, so that it's clear. And bringing in all the positive and the light and the healing and everything. Now this is where the good stuff starts coming in the windows, you know what I mean? So your white light is filling your house now. And now is when you want to leave things. I like to leave things. Like rose quartz would be great for your kitchen based on what, you know, you want in there. Rose quartz is great everywhere. But you put your selenite somewhere. If you have some other stones that are positive, they're all positive, but that have particular benefits, then you can
move them. Yeah, because, you know what, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I do want to talk to you off the air with anything, and I could explain to you the collection that I do have, and you could explain to me the most effective way to use it, because I have collected something like the last 2 years.
Okay.
So you want to tell her the best way to reach you, Jillian?
Sure. Yeah. So do you have a pen right now? Because I'd love for you to shoot me an email so that we can coordinate this, okay?
Okay.
So email me It's going to sound kind of like a crazy email address. Are you ready?
Yes.
TheConsciousCougar at gmail.com.
Cougar. At where?
At Gmail.
Okay.
TheConsciousCougar at Gmail. And when you do that, I will shoot you an email back and we will coordinate.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate it so much. Because I want to give you my undivided attention. I'm just actually watching the room.
Got it.
To
you
see
if you're at work right now?
Or not. Excuse me?
Are you at work right now?
Yeah.
Got it.
Multitasking. All right. So I'm on the airwaves. I can't.
Got it.
Never know, right?
Never do.
Okay,
right.
I'm gonna email you. You'll see.
Okay.
I'm gonna email you later because I'm gonna listen to the archive because I love the show.
All right, cool. That's awesome. You know,
okay.
I do the 30-minute consultations that are totally free, which is what I'm gonna do with you. And
okay,
so we'll
thank
get to
you.
Yeah. I'd love to help you out. That'd be great. Nice to meet you, Jackie. That's awesome.
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciated it.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
When I see you on the other side, you'll know exactly why. This is like, I needed it. I definitely did. I know it has a lot to do with cleaning and caring and moving forward. I need to break up this stuck energy.
Yeah. Well, here to be of service.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful Monday, Jackie.
Absolutely.
You too.
Thank you.
Love and light.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Namaste.
We have so much fun on the show that, you know, I sometimes forget that people are actually, you know, using this for exactly the purposes that it's intended.
Yes, yes. And I was delighted to get that affirmation from her.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, sometimes you think nobody's paying attention.
Right.
Because they're not. It's not something that you can interact with on a... unless they take time to call in. And because people listen to the archives, which I didn't know that Jackie did, I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just so cool to get that. The ego needs a little fluffing every now and then.
Yeah. The other thing that's awesome about it is, like, I like her, you know, reaching out to take care of it herself. Knowing that she can take care of it herself, needing maybe a little guidance, like, you know, just to get, how do you make ground beef? How do you make this recipe? What's the recipe for that? And so knowing that she could come to us to get that answer, that's great because these life conditions, they're all, what was that saying? It's like there's no problem without a solution. No, it's better than that. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's one of those cool little isms.
I do, but I don't know it exactly. But I'll, you know what? I have a keyboard right here.
Any of those challenges that you bump into, there's always a solution for it. So
yes.
It's like it's not really to be depressed about, oh, my God, these terrible things are happening, or I feel stressed, or I feel, you know, depressed, or I feel just this darkness or whatever. Any of it. Is there's a solution to any of it, and so that is actually that's the silver lining on anything that happens, and you can just look forward to learning something. It's actually an opportunity.
Well, there's a lot of stuff about problems and solutions.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now. Yeah.
And I love your analogy about the recipe.
Yeah.
When my niece was 12 years old, she came to me and she said, Aunt Mary, I'd like for you to show me how you make cornbread.
Right.
And I said, okay. So I started showing her how I make cornbread.
Right.
And I'm like the sweetie chef from the Muppets. I don't measure. I never have. I mean, if it's a brand new recipe, I will measure it. If it's a recipe I want to be certain it's perfect, I measure it. But I've cooked long enough, I pretty much know how much I need. By the feel of it, by the looks of something. So
right.
I was dumping. I'm a dump cooker. So I was dumping this and dumping that. But I was showing her in my hands.
Right.
You know, you need 3 handfuls of cornmeal and 1 handful of flour. You need just a tiny pinch of salt and a little bit of this. You know. And her mother came in and she said, Mary, she'll never learn how to cook like that. You can't teach her how to cook by guessing. And 12-year-old niece said, Mama, I asked Aunt Mary to teach me how she cooks her cornbread. If I wanted to know how to use a recipe like you do, I just pick up a book.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that.
Absolutely. You know, and that's interesting, too, because she asked for your recipe because she liked the outcome of your food product, okay, compared to...
Exactly.
She didn't insult Mom with that part.
Yeah, she did put her mom in her place, though.
That's really funny. Absolutely. It's whatever works, too. But
they say out of the mouths of babes, but out of the mouths of preteens is even harsher.
Oh, yeah, the profundity, absolutely.
Yes.
But there's so many cool recipes in terms of stones and crystal grids and colors and things that, make a difference. Like, I didn't even mention the colors as I was talking to Jackie. There were colors going through my head, and I didn't even say them. But, just along the lines of the rose quartz, when I saw the rose quartz, I'm like, oh, my gosh, the healing color of pink should be in that space as well. And,
yes.
So I'm hoping she can find ways to incorporate colors. And then I'll talk to her also about conjuring these colors and certain stones if you don't have them. I have a friend who is doing a crossover, meaning she's leaving this incarnation for another, and she's very conscious of what's happening. And it's, we've been friends for a long time, so for me, I got bittersweet. I'm like, since you're so calm about this, can't you just decide to stay? But, but her body's done here. Her mind is still amazing. But anyway, she was asking for some stones and things that she could use to assist in her transition right now. And, one of the ones that I suggested for her was lapis lazuli. And she didn't have that particular one, but I described it to her, and she's like, I'll just conjure it. I'll have it here, in a second.
In my mind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And be able to use it fully, and that we can do that. So that's powerful tool.
Yeah, that is so important for us to remember. We are in a third dimension right now.
Yeah.
But we have access to these other dimensions.
Right.
And our minds and our spirits are so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Our intention. And that brings me back to the manifesting. We can manifest anything we want as long as we believe it and know that we have that power. In fact, we were talking somehow or another, maybe it was when you mentioned your friend, the old phrase, physician, heal thyself, is something that runs through my mind a lot. I know that I'm a healer. I have healed people. I've seen it happen. I've felt the healing move.
Right.
So tell me, why am I still dealing with psoriasis? Well, I understand. It's part of my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me be more empathic. It helps me be more empathetic and more compassionate.
Right.
And this is made to slow my body down. So that I can...
Go ahead.
I was thinking so that I can catch up to my thoughts. Sometimes
we're
moving our body as fast as we're thinking, and that's not good.
Oh, my God, is that not good?
So
I can't imagine that ever being good.
Because I think very fast. But I've had to stop a lot of physical stopping in the last year.
Right.
And because of that physical stopping, I'm healing where it's really important on the inside.
Right. Right. And see, so that when you said that too, that made me think of something. Everyone's got a different need or a different reason, like even per stone, per color, per anything. It's like how you're going to use it and the outcome that you're looking for may be different than someone else's, and you can use the same color, same stone, you know, to make that happen. Intention is the bottom line.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, we were talking about using selenite and sage without even lighting the sage.
Yeah.
And you know, using fragrance and so forth. The place that I went to last week to help them clear out the spirit. And I was telling Jackie before the show, this spirit, a lot of people thought was an evil spirit. He wasn't evil. He was hurt. He was scared. And he was confused.
Right.
He didn't understand. He did not understand why all of a sudden he was aroused from his sleep. And then here he was. And it boils down to some people inexpertly use the Ouija board. And he was brought up, but he wasn't at all evil. He was just, he was scary because he was scared. He was bullying because he had been bullied. And we talked, and I found out that, you know, a lot of people had been using sage to get rid of him.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people had yelled at him and demanded, get out of here. And that just made him dig in more.
Yeah.
So I went in there and I had some Palo Santo. I had some Palo Santo oil that I let him smell first before I lit the stick.
Okay.
And we played gospel music and sang to him.
Right.
And we basically danced him off the property, and he took others with him. But it was at the end he said, thank you.
Right.
Thank you for respecting me.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, for the most part, they mean no harm.
No.
For the
most part. They're just most. And the ones that do mean harm really can't harm us. They can make us harm ourselves.
Yeah.
They might give us the creeps or the chills, but the spirit world cannot hurt us.
For the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've run into, you know, it's funny because everybody kept telling me how evil this one entity was, and I never felt the evilness. So I just looked at him and I said, hey, I gave him a name. I felt a name, and I thought his name was Clarence, and he kept saying, no, that's not my name. And I said, well, why do I keep hearing Clarence and clairvoyant?
Right.
And he said, well, Clarence is the bastardization of the name that my mother gave me, and she was clairvoyant. He said, to protect me, she named me Clary Sage.
Oh.
But the people who stole me from her didn't like that, so they called me Clarence.
Wow.
So he spent most of his, from about the time he was six, till the time he died at 29, confused, hurt, and angry, very angry, because he knew that his mother gave him that name to protect him, and he felt like it didn't protect him at all.
Yeah.
So so on one of our walks around the property, I explained to him that his mother's protection was for his spirit, not necessarily for his body. And I talked to him about reincarnating, how he could come back and do it differently. And, oh, my gosh, he was so angry at that. He said, I don't want to ever come back. I've already lived my life. I don't want to do it again.
Wow.
And so I reminded
him. So he was still in this realm. He was stuck.
Yes.
But so then once he was able to get free of this particular dimension, then that's when the learning can come. And he'll have window.
Right, and he can make a new contract.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then that's where he'd be in a place to even see the possibilities.
And once I convinced him to just go and look, check it out, see what's on the other side, he felt so much, he felt free, he said. He said, I've never been free. I mean, all of his life, his mother was brought over from Africa in the mid to late 1800s.
Uh-huh.
And then he was stolen from her at the turn of the century.
Wow.
And, you know, he died in 1910.
Wow.
So
that's a lot.
I learned a lot that day from him.
Yeah. amazing.
Still haven't heard from my past life in Russia. I'm still working on that. But, you know, sometimes we don't get what we want when we expect it.
Right. Not at that time. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
My
wow,
Russian counterpart will she will appear another day.
In terms of the, you know, the there are those, there really are spirits that do mean physical things. And they're, you know, just like the bully in the physical here, and they're just going through their own stuff. But,
yeah.
But, you know, I got punched in the stomach by one.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was the last time that I actually did a clearing on a place, a house, anything that actually had evidence of a mean spirit entity in there who was doing physically harmful things to people. And
well, I know that this particular spirit, Clary, he kept reaching out for Jennifer when she would go to this house. And it always scared her because she felt this horrible chill. It was almost like icy fire going down her back. And it was because he was so fascinated by her light. He just wanted to be with her. And he didn't understand that he couldn't do it that way.
Right.
And she has purple hair. So he kept calling her the purple girl.
Right.
And he said, I just wanted to touch that hair. It looks so pretty. He said, I've never seen anything so fascinating. All I wanted to do was touch it and be near her. She
so
was
he kept
so
trying to do that. And every time he did that, he could feel the sensation.
So that was why the people said, we've got to get this out of the house because it's really devastating to Jennifer. It was making her ill.
Right. Got it. Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, well, I was not happy with the old punch to the tummy either, and that felt like he obviously punched or kicked as hard as he could. And the way that it felt for me was like an electrical current that ran through my belly, and it went from one side to the other side, which means I kind of needed to lose a little weight, but if you can imagine that on a belly, and you know, like a little jiggle thing there. So, but the electrical current went right through it with a force, like poof, and I went, oh my God. And I, you know, I knew exactly, understood perfectly what happened. And then so I decided I look at clearings like this. Sometimes I really think folks need, like sometimes you call the fire department, sometimes you call the police, right? So I'm more a hold the hose and put the fire out kind of chick, more than I'm not the one to call when you need guns.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't have any handcuffs.
Right.
Maybe some velvet-lined ones or something like that, but, you know, that's a whole other story.
Exactly. So I reach out to other ministers and shaman who I know can handle that level of, you know, intensity, and I send them for those. And I do energy clearings. So mine is usually the accumulation of energies through emotion over time. It's emotion, and it's things that have gone down. Because, you know, when something, you're watching something on television, and it's real, it's not, when it's a movie, that's not necessarily healthy either. But let's just say it's something you're seeing on the news, and it's something where some person is being hurt, or some person is really angry, or, you know, some other emotion that's not cool is happening on television. It's in your house. That energy is coming out. It's now, it's in your walls, it's in your furniture, it's in your ceiling, it's in your floor. That stuff needs to be intermittently cleared too. Or it's having an effect on you and everybody else who's coming into your house, even after your television is off again.
Yeah, because energy doesn't disappear.
No.
The energy is always here. And I think that's one of the reasons when people complain about, you know, oh, we're having dust storms from Africa coming over here. I'm like, yes, bring it. Because that means, to me, I get to experience just for a moment the energy of the ancients.
Right.
And the energy of creation.
Yeah.
to, I don't know, for me, when I hear sub-Saharan desert, you know, storms are coming to the East Coast, I'm like, yay!
Right. I know. I love the wind. I'm a wind freak. It's like, it's my favorite weather thing, fully. And there are people who just like, you know, when, 'cause I'm in California, so wind means, oh, no, fire. And I'm like, oh, damn, what a bummer. I love the wind.
Yeah.
It clears and it just, the it changes the ions in the air and all of that energy just totally affects us in a positive way if you let it.
Exactly. And with me being in Florida, everybody over here is freaking out. You know, oh, hurricanes,
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, yeah, hurricanes. Bring it, baby.
Right.
Clear stuff
out. Then you got
the
wind and you got rain as well. Exactly. Just,
yeah.
It's the serious cycle on the washing machine.
The negative ions, you can't beat them. I mean,
no,
I don't want the devastating winds. I don't want my
wind.
Right. I don't want to have to shutter the house and hunker down. I don't like that. But I'm always prepared. I always have emergency
right.
rations. And about every 3 years, we replenish them so that nothing goes stale. But
right.
I don't fear the
right.
nature and all the things that nature can do.
Right. Yeah, I just, as you were saying all of that, I just thought, wow, what an awesome challenge to actually get in harmony with it. And as you get in harmony with it, you actually do more preparation. But preparation would then include, you know, dealing with the energy elements. Because weather is energy. Like, I've even heard that when you listen to the wind has a way of its expressing, and the deeper the howl, the more, you know, aggressive it sounds and feels and everything. That's an emotional energy that's being expressed by Mother Nature. Mm-hmm.
I like that. You know, there many years ago, I think it was a country song. I can remember my father used to whistle it. They called the wind Mariah.
I love that song.
And you know, it's just such a soulful song.
Yeah,
but
that's
I always thought, why would you name the wind when I was a child? But
yeah.
I get it now.
Absolutely.
I name trees and wind and rocks. Who knows, you know, if it's
yeah.
got energy, I'm going to name it. And everything has energy. Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Which is why manifesting is so powerful. Because what we think about is what we get.
Right. Well, you know, and realizing that we can manifest, what that's just such a powerful thing. There are so many people who do their incarnation and think that they just have to go along with whatever's happening. But like Jackie calling today, knowing that she can, you know, manhandle, but yeah, that's kind of how I handle it. It's like, you know, no, we need to adjust this energy in this space, and I'm going to do it. Let me just figure out the recipe. Let me call these folks and find out what I need to do. I'm going to fix this.
Yeah.
And knowing that she can have happiness and healthiness in her space can make that happen.
And I want to, I know Jackie's still on the line. I see her still here.
Okay.
Just, you know, we've got like 90 seconds before the show ends, but she can learn a lot by looking up the name of Mookite. And then I can't wait to hear how things go with you and her consultation. I know you're going to help her.
Absolutely.
Learn the
and
things
let's spell Mookite
needs.
For people, because they may not know Mookite is how it's spelled. M is
yeah.
in Mary, O-O, K is in kangaroo, A-I, T is in Tom, E. That's Mookite.
And you mentioned kangaroo.
Yeah.
Mookite is only found in the Mooka region of Australia.
Oh, how interesting.
Yes.
I did
a little research
that.
Into that. It's made from fossilized remains of microscopic zooplankton.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
we're about
too.
Out. So I'm going
yeah.
to say hasta la vista, baby, until next second Monday of May. We'll be back
yeah.
with Jillian. And next week, I don't know, I'll talk about something. I'm so
pleasure.
Glad Jackie called in, and I'm so glad to have you here. always, Jillian. I love talking with you. And
likewise, my sister.
Yes. It's good to have a sister in the process.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, all right.
Also,
bye-bye.
You have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I hope you'll follow Be Unique on Blog Talk Radio so you can be informed every time a new episode drops. I'm here every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when we talk about manifesting and how you can become a manifest master too.